start this meeting. It is 7:02. I'll face the flag. Chair, will you lead us in pledge allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Regular meeting, 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Tune in for Cindy Derby. We'll do a roll call.
Barbara DiGennaro?
One second. Oh, that's right. You know what? Can we all stand for 1 second? I apologize for that. We lost a great patriot for the city of Derby, Ben Tanucci. I lost a courageous battle with cancer. If we can all just give a moment of silence for all he did for the city of Derby and the state of Connecticut. Thank you very much.
Barbara DiGennaro?
She's excused.
Anita Dugato?
Present.
Sarah Bedomsky?
Here.
Brian Capolo?
Present.
Gino DiGiovanni?
Gino.
Here.
Ron Searle?
Here.
Robert Hyder?
He's excused.
Charles Sampson?
Present.
Kevin Sharkey?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have...
Seven
members present.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, correction, the adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I have a few. Delete 9.3, appointment of the Capital Planning Commission members. That was done at our May 12th meeting with 8 voting yes and 1 abstention. So that's been taken care of already. I'm going to add 9.8, back to school kickoff event. Move to allow New Beginnings Church of God to host a back to school event Saturday, August 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Derby Green. And then I just have a question. Is in the community relations, is the 6.2.5, is that being discussed tonight, voted upon? It's confusing that it's in that section but not in new business.
Which one is it?
6.2.5, Senior Center Search Committee.
No.
That should be voted on tonight. So
you appointed it on the
table. I already appointed that.
So it was supposed to be approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah, so under the charter, the mayor is the appointing authority of the committees of this body. So the mayor made the appointment of the committee, and I believe was notice provided of that?
Did we get any?
I thought notice was sent out of that, of the appointment of that committee. But under the charter, it's the mayor has the authority to appoint committees. And only the mayor has the authority to appoint committees.
So all our votes in the past were moved?
Again, under the charter, only the mayor has the authority to appoint committees.
So that's the yes, I guess.
Don't know of any other authority, any other authority under the charter of anyone else to appoint committees other than the mayor.
Okay. All right, so for the...
Well, you need a second, Mayor.
Well, yeah, with the the first one was for which?
Oh, yeah.
Capital Plan. 9.3.
Deletion 9.3. It's already been done.
So that's been done.
Same people have already been
done. Okay. So let me make sure I have the right one. Okay, so I have a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak on the agenda? And if so, just place your name and address, please. from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public?
Yes, Tom Langley, 7976.
Sorry, Mark was in front.
Hi, I just, about this this road bond, do we have streets that we know that we're going, a list of the streets?
Not yet. City engineer's working on a list, Tom. It should be ready for the September Board of Aldermen meeting. The aldermen were asked to submit a list of streets that they wanted to make sure were put under consideration for review. And that's been forwarded to the zoning enforcement officer who is working with the city engineer.
Okay, and thank you. And one other question, not a question, because I don't get an answer.
Well, you just did get it.
No, I'm not talking, I'm talking, I have to talk to him now. I've got an answer for you, I don't know why I'm over there. I don't want an answer. All I want to do is talk about Payton Park. The prices are too high, in my opinion. I was up there for a couple of years. We hardly rented that whole place out maybe twice, and we're giving it away half of the time. So why can't we as a board collectively sit down and talk and bring that price down? Let's utilize that park. I mean, I liked it better when we had the old place up there, the old freaking building. We could do anything we want. So kind of, Mayor, please, see if we can get that to drop them prices. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public would like to speak?
Sarah Wadomski, 95 Academy Hill Road. Just, Tom, on your last note, just so you know, and Charlie can speak to this too, as far as the prices coming down, you know, Dennis is tasked to kind of come to us to, you know, present, you know, alternative numbers and pricing if, you know, the prices are too high. We're certainly open to it, but this staff should be coming to us with.
Yeah, because I mean, the proof of the pudding is in
yeah.
the meeting. You can't even rent that. And another thing, if the board does decide to change policies or anything, as far as the drinking of alcohol, it should be allowed if you want to rent that out, okay, Anita, it shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed if you want to rent that out.
This is not a question and answer session, sorry.
No,
but I got
I'm talking to you going like this.
Well, it's just.
I got it.
I hear you.
This, how are you going to have a reunion up there or a funeral? What are you going to give, a soda pop?
Also, so I brought this up last time at our May 12th, 2021 meeting. There's a legislative policy on the notification and conduct of public meetings that the public shall have the ability to view or listen to each meeting in real time by telephone, video, or other technology. And this shall be the policy regarding the notification and conduct of public meetings in the City of Derby and is in effect until further action by the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. And that has not changed, and yet there's still no Zoom option, video option, telephonic option for the public. Also, at our April 7th full board meeting, it had been brought up multiple times. We have been told that we were going to be getting monthly department head reports. A motion was made that department head reports, when received monthly by the administration, are to be forwarded to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, and also posted on the website for public consumption, and that still has not happened. So, you know, the lack of the public being able to see these meetings live and the lack of, you know, these department head reports getting to us is just, you know, it's not this open government, transparent administration that's
okay, anything else? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else?
I just have one more thing since the Senior Center Search Committee is not on. I'm interested to know, Mayor, why none of the Board of Aldermen the Senior Center Executive Committee members or the at-large members of the public, any of those that came out of the Community Relations Blight Subcommittee were chosen.
Okay, anybody?
Will I get an answer from?
Yeah, when we talk about that. This is a public session and you get it to speak. You spoke. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Frederick Dabrowski, can you hear me?
Yes.
216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. I just want to say I'm glad to see some progress on the downtown side, but some of the conditions of our roads around the town here, my wife's got a new vehicle and it's got some of those driver assist features, and the lines like on Elizabeth Street, Minerva Street are like so thin and faded now that my wife's car does not tell me that I've departed a lane when I've actually driven over that line several times testing it some evenings. These little things mean a lot to us. Now that I'm getting a little older, it's helpful to be able to see the lines in the road. And other towns also have don't block the boxes in major intersections. We don't. And it's unfortunate that we have to actually like paint lines in the road to tell people, if you can't get to the other side of this, don't enter the intersection. Main Street and Derby Avenue by the River Rock Tavern is a prime example of people just kind of locking us up. And living on Derby Avenue, I don't like having to not have access to Route 34 because some idiot got into the intersection because they don't want to wait for a red light and they couldn't get out, forcing me to have to give up my turn at a green light. Also, we need that feature in a few other areas, especially in front of the fire department, to say, don't stop your car in front of the fire department. If they have to open up the doors and get out, they can't wait for traffic. We need a few little improvements here and there because, unfortunately, common sense is not so common anymore anywhere on this planet.
Thank you, Fred. Anybody else from the public?
My name is Mark Garfell. I'm town clerk. I received a communication from Karen Chemises from John Street, and she wants this read into the record tonight. Good evening. I had hoped to be comfortable enough to attend the meeting in person this evening. The thought of sitting in that enclosed space, even with a mask, for the extended period of time is too difficult to consider. I express my concern not only for myself, but more so for my soon-to-be 101-year-old mother-in-law. Yes, I do have a good relationship with my mother-in-law. For many months, the response about hybrid meetings has been that you are waiting for parts. I would like an answer as to how much longer the city is going to wait to get this completed. The Board of Education, I believe, has equipment that is functioning for this purpose. Maybe they can offer assistance. On the agenda, you are seeking funding for a road bond referendum. I hope that the list of roads will be available. Years ago, Public Works spent much time and money on software to keep track of all the roads in town. The database included linear measurements as well as the maintenance schedules so as to develop a master plan of surface maintenance. This material, I believe, was compiled by Milona McBroom. While it is highly unlikely that the software is still in service, the physical data may still be attainable from the city engineer. If so, it may be useful in moving the question forward. Thank you for your time, and I hope to see you soon. Respectfully, Karen Chemises.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? Any last call?
Well, I want to speak twice on my own, sorry. Mark Garfell, I'm town clerk in the city of Derby. I just want to clarify some of the things that were said before. This, our office as clerk to the board has no notice of any committee being appointed for the Senior Center Committee. And I just want to correct Corporation Council that the section of the charter says that the mayor shall appoint the standing committees of the board. It doesn't preclude, in my opinion, it doesn't preclude the board from establishing a committee. They could do it by ordinance or otherwise. That being said, there are items on the agenda. I've asked for this before, so I'll publicly ask for it again. As clerk of the board, there's a conscious effort to keep me off email chains. Keeping me off the email chain only serves one purpose. it serves a purpose to not let the public know what's going on, because there are items on the agenda that there's no backup material for. And because if they're not submitted, then we can't put them on the website.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to call a point of order, because this is now becoming a regular routine of the town clerk.
Yep.
And the town clerk needs to stay in his lane. As corporation counsel, I made a ruling. And I'm going to cite now to section 19 of the charter. The mayor shall appoint all the regular or standing committees of said board. In my opinion, and sir, it is my opinion that matters, it is the mayor that appoints all committees of this board. So your opinion, while it will be noted for the record, is not relevant. Thank you.
Okay. So, I mean, I've already been removed from my seat because I talk too much. So I have to sit in the back of the room now because...
But you're not a lawyer, and you've been given legal opinions at prior meetings. And it's becoming disruptive.
Okay, but I still have a right to an opinion, and the right to be able
as
to
does speak everyone
in the public portion. That's where I'm speaking. So if there's still information that is not that the public does not have access to. So that is totally un-American, and you don't need a law degree to figure that part out. I also would like to speak on item number 9 and 9-6 and 9-7 regarding the bond resolutions for the road projects. We haven't had a bond project since 2014 was the last road bond project that was discussed and approved by the voters in the city of Derby. So it's a long time coming. However, to not have the streets named for a $3 million project, it reeks of, it lacks transparency, it lacks clarity for the voters to vote on this, and there's no way that people could vote on this and know, like, hey, the streets that really need it, and is there a process? Too many times in the city, we cut corners and don't do things the right way. If we don't have the streets because they haven't been researched yet, I mean, this wouldn't be on any agenda unless Mr. Sill had pushed it for the last 5 years. So, but we need to do it the right way to make sure that we continue, have a process in place, and do it the right way. That is just the appropriate way to do it. And I think that the city, especially with the financial promotion that we have, we need to be able to go to the voters with knowing that the roads were analyzed, and the whatever roads for $3 million are the ones that can be paid, not after the question is approved. So I urge you to just think very carefully on that matter, and thank you for your consideration. Matter. Also, too, want to just congratulate our fire marshal, retired last week, and Phil Hawk served our city honorably for 25 years as fire marshal, as full-time fire marshal, for years before that as part-time fire marshal. And he served nearly 50 years in the fire department, serving as chief and company officer. And he certainly owed a debt of gratitude for his service to our city. And also our chief of police is retiring too, Gerald Narowski, who has been a police officer since the late 80s for 35 years, rose up through the ranks, and has served honorably as our chief for 12 years. And I believe that we owe him a debt of gratitude, both of those gentlemen, a debt of gratitude for their service to the city, and want to just thank them on behalf of our City Hall crew here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anybody else from the public?
I just have a question. I just wanted to say the connectivity grant was approved a while ago. I just need an update for it, maybe in the future, because I don't know where that is. That's crosswalks,
yes,
at Bank Street and
was
at the Lowe's Big Y. Supposed to have,
yep,
crosswalks. There's,
yep,
money approved.
We got something back.
Yeah, I just want an update to just because
I'll get Kevin White to say. Yep.
I haven't heard anything about it, and it's been on the books for quite a while.
Yep. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else? Third and last call. All right. Number 6, committee activity. Finance Committee meeting canceled. 6.1.1, ARPA oversight, MVCOG. Negative on the update. Community Relations. 6.2.1, landlord tenant ordinance, corporate council review completed.
Gino, the chairman, is on to it.
Okay. Those are all just informational there. You could bypass all of those.
Okay. Reoccupational ordinance, corporate council review, smoke detector ordinance review. 6.2.4.
Yeah. What do you need, Jim?
Where's the microphone?
Right here.
The microphone? Because it's going in and out. I can't hear the mayor.
Okay.
He's only picking up like every third word.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can put it closer.
Gino, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So 6.2.4, Giardi Family Memorial Request will be referred to the full board. 6.2.5, Senior Center Committee.
Mayor, I'm going to stop you for a second. So is the Giardi Family Memorial Request, is it in new business?
It's in old business.
Old business.
Or unfinished business.
Oh, it's in unfinished. Okay. I just want to make sure it was there.
There'll be a handle on that. And then 6.2.5, Senior Center Search Committee referred to the full board. 6.3, Operations and Procedures. 6.3.1, HR Director Job Description is going to be referred to the full board. And 6.3.2, Whitted Park Bradley Schoolfield Policy Update is going to be referred to the full board. Number 7, no special orders, none. And we'll go to 8. 8.1. Request from Giardi Family regarding Whitted Park Memorial discussion and possible action. I recognize Gino DiGiovanni. Can you update us on this, sir?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. How are you? I sent over, everyone got an email with some pictures. The layout for Whitted Park, the memorial, and some information there. Walt sent out an email to everyone. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to the board that we approve the proposed plan for the Giardi Family Memorial at the Whitted Park as outlined in the packet.
Charles Sampson, I'll second that.
All right, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So carry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to just thank the Giardi family. I spent a few hours with them last week and the week before as well to go over this project with them. And I'm grateful for them letting me help them out with this. It's going to be good for the city as well as the family.
Thank you, Gino. Gino, thank you. Good job. And thank you. And I look forward to seeing that for the dedication. We're going to move on to 8.2, demolition of 43 Anson Street and 187, 189 Derby Avenue contract, discussion and possible action. I'm going to recognize Mr. DeCenzo for information on this.
Yes. So the bid was awarded to Stanford Wrecking for $330,445. Well, we got a call from Stanford Wrecking a couple of weeks back when we sent them the PO for the, and they want to change the bid. So, you bid it, that's it, that's your bid. So we went to the next company, J&J Brothers LLC, Joe Cabrera. His is $369.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mayhew, can you stand closer to my, I'm having a difficult time hearing you, sir.
Yep, yeah, it's Carmen, though.
We're gonna bring Carmen closer.
Carmen's not as pretty as Walt, but.
Oh, don't go there. Okay, so the first, Brian, the first company was Stanford Wrecking Company, and they balked on their bid. They wanted to renegotiate and make the price higher. So we went to the next company, lowest bid was $39,000 more, and that was J&J Brothers LLC at $369,746. We called them, and they'll honor that, and they said they're ready to go.
So, that's for both, isn't it, right?
Both.
Mr. Mayor, if I
yes, sir.
I'm going to make a motion that we award the bid to the next lowest responsible bidder that will abide by what they bid.
I'll second
that, Mr. Mayor.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried.
Carl, 8.3. I'm just going to real quick. If you have info like that, can you just give us a heads up before the meeting, just so we're aware? I mean, maybe others were aware. I just wasn't aware why this was back on. So just a little heads up would be great. Thank you.
8.3, HR Director Job Description. I recognize Alderwoman Legato for purpose of providing background on this.
Okay, so we reviewed. We made an adjustment just in summary, but I think we agreed to bring it to the full board for discussion and possible action.
Okay.
Yep.
Can I get a motion to approve the description of the HR director as revised?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
I just want to ask the mayor to put it into the flow chart, you know, where it's going to be, what responsibilities, you know, everybody says that they're all in our lane. We know where who reports to who. Put it in the flow chart. Probably directly right under you is what I'm saying, above all the staff.
The organizational chart.
Yep.
Any more discussion?
Update.
Is there any, is there anything that says, like, and other, you know, tasks as may be required, just a general.
I think it was in there.
The last line says, and performs other duties as assigned. Maybe.
Yeah.
The last bullet on the back page, top paragraph. Performs other duties as assigned.
Okay, yeah, great.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you,
Tom. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. 8.4, Wittick Park Bradley School Rental. I recognize Alderwoman Legato for purpose of providing background information recommendation.
This is kind of in line with the Payton Park, and because it was researched and things are, you know, recommended in the past, we extend it to the Wittick Park and Bradley School. And I know, you know, again, we'll have Dennis give us a report back. If it's not working, we can always revisit it. But right now, this is what we have in our hand, and we bring it to the full board for discussion and possible action.
I have a motion.
So move, Charles Sampson.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
The rules on the park. Fee schedule for the park. I heard somebody didn't know what it was. I didn't say what it was. For the fee schedule and use of Wittick Park and Bradley School Athletic Field policy. That's what it passed.
Okay. Okay, so hearing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. New business, number 9. Engineering just came in, which is good. 9.1, Greenway Bridge Repair Project presentation. This is very important. I'm glad the engineers here to go over what is going on with the walkway, which is over the river walk over there.
Good evening. Do you all have the report? Have you been gotten copies of it?
Online.
Online.
Not hard copy.
Okay, we'll pass them out.
We don't have it in front of us.
Thank you.
The proposal that was put before you, I believe, the June meeting? Is it the June meeting? Not July, because we've been working on it for a little bit now, so. We were then tasked with going out and actually looking at the structure itself and coming up with a report as to what the deficiencies are, what really needs to be done. By the way, my name is Kevin White. Some of you know me, some of you don't. I'm working with Etain, professional engineer. Jay here is with Etain. He will be giving the report itself. And as you can see, this is quite thorough. I mean, it's not a couple of hours or even a day or so. It's quite an extensive report, photos, et cetera. Jay will give us the conclusions, and then we will talk about what we believe is next at getting the repairs done, which will include a final design, a bidding process, based on that final design, and then a construction as to the remedy. So, Jay, go ahead, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Kevin. My name is Jay Eno. I am a structural engineer at Etain. Just to give you a brief recap of the bridge out there, it's a pedestrian bridge. It's carrying the Greenway over the Housatonic Railroad. It's three spans, simply supported through truss, and it has a reinforced concrete deck, which consists of galvanized composite deck pans filled with concrete. The total length is about 300 feet, give or take. We were commissioned to do an inspection and evaluation of the bridge due to some deterioration in the deck and also some holes forming. So in late June, our inspection team went to the bridge with a bucket truck, and we examined all critical areas of the deck and superstructure. They found that the deck is actively leaking at the bridge joints over the abutments and piers. There is no deck drainage that would move the water away from these joints. So due to this, there's active deterioration going on in the deck pans, and adjacent floor beams. If you're looking at the report and you want to look at the photos, starting at around photo 7 on page 9, you can kind of see and follow along here. The deck pans have 100% section loss in some areas, and floor beams have up to 1/8 of an inch deep loss in the flanges and webs. Fortunately, all the primary members of the bridge, all the other primary members, showed little or no deterioration, which is great news. So most of this, the structure was built per plans, except for a couple exceptions. The plans show a deck and curb to be full length, leaving a 1-inch open joint. But instead, the concrete was stepped and stops 10 inches from the end of the pans. The back walls were shown to be full height on the plans and sloped to match the grade of the walkway. However, the back walls were installed 4 inches below grade. The bearing anchor bolt washers are undersized and they're slipping through the slotted holes. You can see that in photo 27. So the consequence of these exceptions is that asphalt has been used to fill in the cavity where that 1-inch joint should be. Asphalt is not waterproof, and it's allowed water to seep into that deck, causing deterioration seen in the photos. Also, asphalt cracks when the bridge moves, and it creates holes which need constant repair. With the conclusion of the inspection phase, now we want to move on to discuss repair options for a long-term solution. So what we'd recommend is, first, we perform a load rating on the floor beams, which have greater than 1/16 inch section loss. The load rating is basically an analysis of the member to determine if it can still carry the design loads. If it's found that some of these members can't carry the design loads, then we can recommend some strengthening repairs. The existing joints, the adjacent concrete decking, curbs, and deck plans, pins should be removed. One panel to the adjacent floor beam, which shows no deterioration, and replaced in kind. So that's probably going to end up being about 10% of the deck out there. We look for the really deteriorated concrete, remove it with the deck pans, and then replace it. Then we would install new ADA-compliant joints. This would probably consist of getting back to the 1-inch open joint and adding a rubber cover over the top of it. You've probably seen those in parking garages and other pedestrian bridges. They're very common. Then we would apply an epoxy waterproof coating to the existing deck to keep water from infiltrating in the concrete again, and then clean and reset the bearings. So in taking these steps, we can bring the bridge back to a state of good repair and ensure that we don't have a problem in the future. So, do we have
Yep. All right, so based on that, we've broken our proposal down to four phases. The first phase is the design phase, which will be the actual looking at what's there, what needs to be repaired, what has to be replaced. And that cost of that design phase would be $38,000. The load rating, which Jay spoke about, is an extensive process. I mean, you have to get up there with the bucket truck, am I correct?
No, this is all analysis.
Okay.
This would just be pure analysis work.
That would be a total of $11,000. The bidding phase for the project, which is the construction documents, the advertisements, the review of the documents, et cetera, is a $16,000 cost. And then the phase of the bidding itself is $9,000 for a total of $74,000. That would get us to the point where we get it out to the contractors, have numbers now to look in the range of, I mean, we've talked about what we thought the construction costs are, $250,000, $300,000.
Somewhere about that. It's tough to speculate at this point.
And, you know, we would then take it from there, make a recommendation as to who we thought would be the responsible bidders, and go from there.
I have a suggestion, or a question.
Sure.
When you go out to bid, that railroad company is hard to work with. Who's going to deal with them? I hope you've got...
Good question.
That's a great question. That's a great question. We work with railroads a lot, you know, doing... We have the bridge inspection contract with CONDOT, and so we work with them quite a bit. We know the contact over there at the Housatonic Railroad, and we talked to them before we did the inspection.
Oh, good.
So we filled out all the appropriate forms, but ideally... So the area above the railroad is not one of those areas that we need to replace. Luckily, it's far away from the abutments and the joints. So, you know, we could do whatever the railroad wants if we want to install some a confinement around it so nothing falls in the area. But we're not planning to get within that railroad envelope. So hopefully it will be a notch.
Yeah, because I know that would be a stumbling block.
Yeah, we did make contact with them when we were out there back in June. The guy goes around the state. He has a number of railroad entities that he works for, and we made contact with him knowing that we were going to be there, we were going to be there in the future, and so we're on board with that.
Perfect. That's why he's cooperating.
Okay. One question. I get the cost that you put forward, but I did not hear anything in after sending us the bids and who you think would be the preferred person we should have do the work.
Okay.
Obviously, from the report that we just heard, there was a number of things that weren't done as to spec when this bridge was built from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the manager of said project? As I don't see that in this cost.
We have, our numbers include information up to and including the bid award. If you would then choose us to be the inspectors on the job, or you would like to get someone else that you thought could do the job, they would be the ones responsible. We would be more than happy to do that. But we broke our design and our construction inspection costs at that point. Going forward, it would be either us or someone else if you chose that. And so we would be more than happy. We would be more than happy to do that.
Yes. Go ahead, Gino.
I have a quick question for Kevin. So so that I understand it correctly, so in the price that you give or the estimate that you just gave us, that didn't include any consultant fees or construction manager.
It doesn't include
anything.
Any inspection.
That just That just gets us up to the bid opening.
We would recommend someone to go for it. And we would be more than happy to do the inspection if you chose us.
Okay, yep.
Some thoughts nowadays are that you don't get an inspector to look at the job that you designed because you don't have the critical eye of what's going on.
I understand that, but if you come up with a design and you've shown the deficiencies of what we've done before,
yep.
We will be hiring a third-party contractor, per se,
yes.
To come in and do the work. Who better to have than the people who said, no, this wall needs to be 10 inches high, not the 6 inches that we have now.
We would be more than happy to continue forward. We're just giving you numbers up to that phase.
Understood. I'm just trying to see at what point do we figure that into if we were to enter into a contract, because basically on these prices, I mean, per our chart, anything over 15 grand or something, we have to go out the bid for this type of work. But at what point do we...
Do we
put an RFP out for these services that you've just broken it down into, and also include a portion that says,
why don't we do this? Moving forward, we can give you an idea of what we think those numbers would be and should be. This is Lou Terrell from Attain.
Hi, Lou.
He got caught up in the traffic. I don't know what's going on outside. Yeah, there is. It's way backed up.
It's called progress.
Okay. I get it. But we will give you some numbers on that as a supplement to tonight's meeting.
Excellent.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to know how to put it all together.
Yeah, I understand. We tried to stop it there because to us, it's like going to the end of the road. You're there now. What goes on beyond that road, you don't know. But up to that point, we'll give you some ideas. How long we think it should be, what our inspection costs would be, blah, blah, blah.
And Kev, when we had this conversation, we talked about the initial engineers who designed this project. Did we figure out who inspected it and deficiencies that were there that they didn't follow?
I haven't done that, Mayor, and I will do that for you. I will look.
I don't think we can go back after them at this point.
No, but I mean, you kind of like at least want to know.
Well, at least we can put that in your jacket.
Lean towards design flaw or inspiration?
No, it's actually, remember those three design exceptions I pointed out there? So they didn't build it per plan, and those are the issues that we're having right now. I can only speculate as to why they didn't do that, but it's clear the plans show one way, and then we look at it, and it's another way.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I
just got here
to
leave. All right. And thank you for coming out and doing this.
Thank you.
And you guys can keep these. And the pictures are worth 1,000 words. All right, move on to 9.2, temporary employment finance, 9.2 assistant. Recognize Chief of Staff Walt to fill us in on this, please.
Since our finance director has come back, with the people in the department have sought other positions. One has been accepted, one's expected to be accepted. And that will leave us with no one in the department probably as soon as the 1st of September. And so what we want to do is we want to get an authorization to go out and hire temporary help. The way that the HR director explained it to me, she said that there's a 15-day period for notice, and posting takes 30 days. And that's consistent with the union contract, which allows for the person to be returned to their former position if they do not satisfactorily perform in their new one. So we're looking at having to hire temporary help for a period of at least 45 days
before we could potentially have a successful candidate come in and be hired.
And the positions we're looking at?
The payroll, well, we're calling it the payroll finance assistant. They were called assistant finance directors before. And they're not assistant finance directors. That's why you guys hired a deputy. So we're looking for somebody who's primarily in Maria's position. She does payroll and she takes the receipts. And for Susanna's position, she primarily does accounts payable and all the processing of the finances related to health insurance. So those are the two experiences that we're going to go out and look for in a temporary employment situation. I can tell you now, just from what we tried to do with the deputy before we happened upon Nancy, it is a very tough hiring market in general because of so many people retiring due to COVID. It is even more difficult when it comes to the financial services area. We interviewed over a period of 6 weeks. We only had 5 applicants, and we had engaged half a dozen search firms to provide us with names, and we formed a ad hoc search committee to do reviews with the finance director from Orange, our own auditor, our HR director, myself, and the 5 candidates that we were given didn't even come close to the credentials that we needed. So the reason I'm asking for permission to pursue the temporary employment today is so that we don't lose any time and we can make sure, hopefully as quickly as possible, we can get people in there to do the job. As it is right now, after these two people move on, you will only have the finance director as an employee of the city. The deputy finance director is interim right now. She is not a formal employee.
Thank you all. Can I get a motion to approve the hiring temporary employment assistant?
Wait, I just have a question. The temporary is
not. Can I get a motion before we discuss, please?
Okay.
Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow the mayor's office to engage in the hiring of 2 temporary positions for the positions in the finance office and hire the necessary personnel for those 2 positions.
Second.
For Pierre, can you put a time period on that?
Well, now we've got the spectrum.
Well, I mean, it's temporary. It's a temporary position.
Until
we hire someone.
Until permanent hires?
Until somebody is permanently hired for that position. I'm fine with that.
Okay, so you got a second on Charles?
Somebody got to be payroll.
All right. Discussion? Do you have a question?
Yeah, so it doesn't incur extra costs because these people are going to get another job and there's money in their account, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to clarify.
It may incur additional costs depending upon what we have to pay.
Right.
If the going rate for these temporaries is higher than the current wage, then we got a problem.
I doubt that. But this is more of a clerical.
It's clerical. Yes.
It's clerical. It's not.
Yes. No, it's nothing like the deputy.
Right.
Yes.
And what we would be looking for is primarily somebody with that kind of experience. You know, somebody who's familiar with payroll, how to run it, do the forms.
There's a lot of people that
are.
And we have a payroll system that helps. So someone's doing it now.
Maria is doing it right now. The deputy finance director is working with her. The finance director was going to start getting involved with the process. I don't know if you know that. She came back from vacation. She has COVID.
Yeah.
So she's planning on being back on Tuesday.
Okay. I'm going to hold off real quick. Did you have a question?
I just wanted to ask you real quick. Do you guys use ADP?
No.
Okay.
Paycor.
Okay, because she's very experienced with ADP, and she
does
my favorite
for
my guys.
And there you go.
Three applications out there. So.
Are you looking for a job?
They're all the same.
All right, I got 45 people that work for me, and she doesn't say anything, so I'm digitally.
She's going to lose her when she sees what we offer. Maybe not.
Maybe not. She can do ADP all day long.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, good on all that. Any other questions?
And so when would it like, we put out a job description, go, you know, to find a permanent, and do we need to adjust the job description? Do we need to...
No. The job description is being modernized to take into account the new, for example, like Excel, Word, things like that.
And then we'll put it out when Maria's done, I think, on the 23rd, so then we can put it
out.
Well,
it's still with the union right now.
Right, so what?
The union has to sign off on it.
And then once she's going,
we can post it internally. It has to be posted internally for 7 days.
Right.
And then
yeah.
If you have a person who meets all the qualifications internally, that would be wonderful. I don't think we have that. But if we do, that would be wonderful. Then we could start right away. If we don't, then it has to be posted and advertised for 30 days.
It's been a lot of disruption, so there's a lot of stress. Yeah. And it wasn't because she came back. It was just a lot of stress.
And
there's a lot of different
and
reasons.
What,
right.
And no. When is the deputy finance director position going back out for?
According to the union, they're planning on having it set up for internal posting starting Monday. And then you have 7 business days.
And then is it true that the job description has changed?
Yes.
And why is that? And how? Is it something that we're going to see?
Are you supposed to see it?
We approved the last one.
Well, you approved the last
yeah.
one because it was brand new. If you're
right.
supposed to see it, we can give it to you to see. I don't
would
know.
It,
I'm not
would we not approve
with that,
this
so.
One? We approved the last one.
I think it depends on the change. If it was substantive or not.
I don't know.
I've
only,
we'll
heard,
take,
I've only heard rumors.
I think the yeah. duties are the same. It's just how you do it. If you have to specify ACOR and all
yeah.
that, I don't think that would make it change.
Right. So I think it might be if it's substantive or not.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a creation of a new position. So, and
it wouldn't hurt to look at.
We'll take a look at it, and because, like for example, one of the things that we were doing with the finance director was asking her to, redefine the scope of what the finance director should be doing, because she was one of the things she was complaining about during the process that we did was that the charter doesn't define well what a finance director should be doing. So as part of the process that we're working with her is say, why don't we define what a finance director should be doing? And then once we, working with her, can define what it is, then the mayor will work to say, all right, this is what I think a finance director should be doing.
And the department too, right?
And the department, and then
yeah.
we can
yeah.
come to this board and say, all right, the charter needs to be reworked.
Yeah.
And this is your recommendation from your finance director. Mm-hmm. And this is now you have the recommendations from the mayor and the finance director. Go to work.
Yeah.
And that's what she's working on right now. So, you know, this is kind of part of that process. You know, I would suspect that this would come to you as part of that process. So, but this is, you have a more immediate issue that you don't have anyone on staff right now to assist
sure,
your finance
sure,
director.
Sure, sure.
So we don't want to leave her hanging in the wind on when she's just back from vacation. So, and back from her leave. So I think it's imperative that we get some temporary help.
Yeah.
So
for the temporary help, we're not worried about it, but for the permanent advertisement, we want to have that reviewed by the board.
Well, if they're standing positions currently.
Yes.
And are we modernizing them just to say it's Word, Excel, or is it, or have we, let's have the board review it so that there's
okay,
no.
Then I'm going to ask that this be done at a special meeting so we don't lose any time.
I don't think so. Just my opinion, guys. I don't believe that those positions, their duties are in the union contract.
Yes.
We are not changing the union contract, we are modernizing it. So therefore, they are not being tasked with more duties,
yeah.
but instead of it, the union contract saying that they will use a Brothers typewriter to perform their job, they will use Microsoft, where they will be familiar with Microsoft Office.
Thank you. You're going back and forth with the union on the.
I was going to say, the union has to approve whatever job description
he has to come here.
We come up with.
So that's why I was asking the question.
No, just a dovetail after Mr. Sampson here. I think what we're really talking about is what is the scope, right? So as long as the scope is not modified to a point where the position has changed drastically, the subtleties and the secondary causes and natures of the position is not really relevant to this board, correct?
Right.
Correct. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
So as long as the union is signing off that there's no dramatic departure from it.
This.
Okay, that's fine. I understand.
Informational, you can send it to the board as you're
that's
doing
all.
It.
And it's a department, so the finance director will direct what the duties will be at the moment because she's going to need...
Right, well, she couldn't modify those without the union...
No, not to be formally, but they answer to her because it's her department.
Correct.
Okay.
So did you vote?
Charlie made a motion.
Was it a motion? I think it's been seconded.
Yep.
Yeah, we're in discussion.
All right. Any more discussion? So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.3 is gone. 9.4, appointment to WPCA Privatization Committee. Chris LaRock has moved to Wallingford and has resigned. Recommended James Blaskowitz Jr. as a replacement. Can I get a motion to approve James Blaskowitz Jr.?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
So we're...
All in favor?
This is an appointment that we vote on.
For WPCA.
You appointed the original.
Is he able to lower my bill?
Excuse me?
What was that?
Is he going to lower my bill? I'm all in favor of that.
Everyone else's.
Yeah.
But yours.
All right. All in favor?
Oh, you know, I'm fine.
Aye. Okay, so carried. Thank you. A resolution honoring former Alderman State Representative Vince Tannucci. Discussion possible action. He was a long time for the city of Derby. We spoke about this. He did a lot for the city. I'm going to turn this over to Alderman Sill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Vinny and I were first elected to this board in 1985. He went on to bigger and better things, and here I am. But I would like to present the following to the board. Resolution honoring Vin Tannucci. Whereas Vin Tannucci served the city of Derby for more than two decades as an alderman and as a state representative in the 104th State Assembly District with a passion for those he represented, always keeping the best interest of those he was elected by to serve first and foremost. Whereas Vincent J. Tannucci sponsored legislation such as Call Before You Dig and Family Medical Leave Act, which resulted in a significant positive impact on public safety and families, not only in Derby, but throughout the state of Connecticut. Whereas Vincent J. Tannucci was known for his kindness, graciousness, dedication, hard work, and selflessness, which were easily recognized and admired by all who knew him and worked with him. Therefore, be it resolved that Mayor Richard Zekin and the Derby Board of Aldermen, on behalf of the residents of the City of Derby, (1) honor and express their gratitude and thanks to Vincent J. Tannucci for his more than two decades of dedicated public service and his accomplishments in service to others. (2) extend their sincerest condolences to his friends, family, and especially his beloved wife, Cynthia Tannucci, at their loss. And (3), in recognition of his contributions to the City of Derby and the State of Connecticut, commit to working with the family to establish a permanent memorial in his honor. Therefore, I make the motion to approve working with the Tannucci family to identify ways the city could honor former State Rep Vinny Tannucci for his more than two decades of dedicated service to Derby and the State of Connecticut, which should include considering the renaming of Fairview Terrace to Tannucci Terrace.
Second.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any discussion? Thank you, Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.6, road bond resolution authorization borrowing. We're looking for $3 million. We have the engineers looking at the roads. Discussion we brought up exactly which roads. I understand the previous bond, they had the roads listed. Once we get that list, we're going to add that to it. So that'd be the, it'll be on the resolution for the vote. We all drive around, we see how it looks. The last major repairs we did from the last bond, I think it was in 17, 18, when I first became mayor, we did, I think, about 13 roads that we were able to do with that money. So I think $3 million is going to be good. If some of it's left over, we can do some more on top of that, which is authorized through the bonding part of it. And so I just ask that we get a motion to authorize the borrowing of $3 million for both road and program. I get a motion, and if you want to include the roads on it.
I'm going to move to table 9.6 and 9.7 until we have the streets named.
Mr. Mayhew?
The discussion with the bonding attorney.
Second table.
Said that the road bond, the actual name of the roads, first of all, does not need to be included in the resolution. Secondly, he said that towns often do not include the roads in the resolution because of the kind of situation we were talking about. He said that once the roads are determined, you should publish the list of the roads and inform the public, but they don't need to be as part of the resolution and the question. He said that if you do not put this out and approve it before beginning of September, I don't remember the exact date, then you will not be able to hold the vote on election day. You will push this all off. So
it I think, Walter, I think it has to be on, I think Mark might know better, but I think that it has to be on the ballot. I think the ballot needs to be in. With any corrections, and by September 7th, I think is the date, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's in the first week of September, I think, for the November ballot.
Yes, that's what I said. This, the roads do not need to be listed with the question on the ballot. You can publish a list of roads prior to the referendum to inform the public on exactly what they are approving as far as the roads that are included. All you are doing.
Oh, okay.
All you are doing now is authorizing the borrowing for the road project. You will then go out and approve the roads to be contained in the project when Kevin brings back the list, which right now he's targeting September, your next September meeting, whatever it is.
And
what
we did it the last time we did this.
I don't think they have to be on the ballot. What are you going
to
do?
They have to be on.
13, right, 14, 20, right. 20 names of streets on the ballot?
That's how it was in 2014 and previously.
All right, hang on. So we're going to discuss that. Can I get a motion to?
I have a motion.
Is there enough room on the ballot to put 25 roads?
And which is seconded.
All right, so hang on. So,
oh, there's a motion on the floor?
Not yet. So.
Yes.
Okay.
She made a motion to table and it was seconded.
Who seconded?
I did.
Oh, I needed.
And we last time we discussed this, I mean, we said it wasn't going to make it on the ballot anyways. I mean, that was the answer to how we got to move this forward because it wasn't going
to
make it anyway.
Talk to your constituents that the roads are in terrible condition. They want to get
Mayor, Ron Sill has been asking for years. I don't know why you've been here for 5 years. Four and a half, okay? Please don't make your lack of preparation our crisis.
Okay.
It's not ready. I mean, why aren't the roads ready?
We've got the bonding through. The roads don't have to be.
It's
on.
Not complete. I don't feel
the constituents
comfortable
are really upset
voting
about
on a $3 million thing without it being complete.
What was that?
I mean, it's not a
It's not a road. I know this area is bad because it's under construction.
Right.
Having driven around the rest of the city, it's getting worse.
And
when I took over in 17, the roads were bad, and we fixed 13 streets. we need to get this.
I hate to pause and wait on anything to do with this. We've been waiting so long. The longer we wait, we're going to add roads. What we did last time is we listed the roads.
I don't remember
if they were on the ballot.
They are,
but
yeah.
We went out and voted by the worst roads, number one, number two, number three, according to the engineer, which worked out perfectly. Nobody could say anything, and this was the worst. And if people looked, they saw that. And we ended up doing 12 roads, and then we had enough money, we ended up doing like another five or six.
Why after 4.5 years
you
is this not
you
ready?
Finished up the money.
Is it not complete and ready for us?
It wasn't that you weren't
to
bid.
It's
what, not
what's,
ready.
What's the problem that you are afraid to do anything, or you just want to keep pushing
information,
everything
information, like information to...
We've got information. That information's right in front of you. We want to do $3 million and improve the roads. Why does Derby, and why do you guys want to keep pushing stuff back?
We're not pushing
between
it back.
What are you
getting
talking about? You
thoroughly and doing due diligence to the taxpayers. Doing due diligence.
Yes, sir.
The number one.
It's not rushing.
This bond will cost $250,000 annually, a little bit more to start. Okay. Given the prior financial condition of the city, it wasn't something that we could afford to even entertain. Now that the financial position of the city has improved and we're looking at, you know, development to take place, that's why the mayor, in consultation with a couple of the aldermen, decided to recommend moving forward. Number two, the city engineer is going to come up with a list just like he did before. It will be rated. It will have a ranking for all of the streets. You were asked, and many of you provided lists of roads to make sure that he gives due consideration to those. That list isn't going to change unless you're all certified engineers to go out and tell him that he made a mistake.
No.
And you'll publish the information well ahead of the ballot so that everybody will know. You could put it anywhere you want, on the city website, in the newspaper. I'm sure it will be well publicized. The point of the resolution is to say, yes, we agree that $3 million should be spent on road improvements for the city of Derby. That's why we brought this before the board at the last meeting and asked for approval to move forward. That's why we engaged the bond attorney.
And that's why we asked for streets to be brought.
And they will
vote.
Be, but
what,
you don't need
what does,
the streets
what does the
to
street
approve.
Have to do with that? If they name Street A, Street B, Street C, well, what does if what if he does D, E, and F? What are you going to say?
It's
we
not,
don't like
it,
D,
it,
E, and F. We'll do A, B, and C.
Well, we first
if we have
to
enough
know.
Money to do the 10. If we have enough money to do 13 roads, 10 roads, we do the top 10 or the top 5, whatever it is. But if we're not going to be able to do any roads if we don't pass it to move to the next step, right?
Gino, listen. We don't know what roads they are, so we don't know how expensive and how much money we need. Because there's a lot of long roads, you know,
we
High Street.
A lot of money, and we're going to do as many roads to that.
Yeah, but you're going backwards. Like,
and get the roads done.
How much are things are going
to
cost per year?
Oh, see. Okay, so I didn't. So you want to go? You want to take? You want to do more than $3 million then?
Well, if we have to, I mean, that's
not,
something we don't know.
You don't care about the name of the street. You want to make sure that we have enough money to do streets, is what you're saying, right?
We don't have that information to make that judgment. Yes. That's my opinion.
And Gino, there was over $1 million in the previous budget bond that we were able to do 13 roads. That wasn't spent in the previous one.
Right.
All right? So it worked out pretty well. And if we
over-bonded in the last one.
But it worked out good because we got some streets done.
The bids came in lower.
Mr. Mayor, all of this conversation here, even if we underbonded, that doesn't mean that it's done. It's over, correct? So if we can get the ball rolling with this, you're saying that perhaps we can acquire more money once we start actually working on this?
No.
Every year. You can have the bond every year.
You have
the
bond
every
year.
Another year.
Yeah. Just trying to get on a ballot for November.
Then a ballot so that citizens, because I'll tell you right now, they're going to vote yes on this because we got to get these roads done. So,
right.
You know, now we have the money. We have a fund balance, which we didn't have. And here we are. We're fiscally,
we should do as many roads as we can for $3 million.
I mean, that's
go from there. But if we don't get it on the ballot, we're going to do zero roads.
I I understand your point, Anita, what you were saying with maybe we need more. But like if I had a list of 10 roads in front of me right now, like it wouldn't change my thinking of whether we go after this 3 million or like whether we search for the 3 million.
I'd
if you
like
gave
to,
me 20 roads, I'd
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Yeah, if you gave me, like the list of roads doesn't necessarily influence me as much as getting the 3 million for the
roads.
How
much money can the city afford?
Like what
it's, can the city afford $10
million?
No,
is
that's
why.
$3 million is what the city can afford based on its current budget.
What we're
correct.
Vote on. And
so
roads are listed.
Going for $5 million, it would not be recommended.
No, the mayor would not support the $5 million. He picked the $3 million because of the cost of the bond.
And we all know what the worst roads are. Why can't we come up with these roads? I mean, I don't understand.
I think the worst roads will be in front of us, right?
The point of the $3 million is based on the current budget situation of the city.
You're driving,
this is what the city
can afford.
So the worst roads are going to get paved.
Potholes everywhere.
They're not going to pave Lombardi Drive up there that doesn't need it. They're going to go after the worst.
We saved down here because the state is taking care of all these roads around here.
Right.
So we're able to do some other.
So why couldn't we get some list of some roads? I mean, what are the worst ones? Can you tell me right now?
Because Elizabeth Street is being taken care of by EverSource.
Not here. They're talking High Street. People are telling me High Street. They're telling me. I mean, everybody knows what. So why can't we get that list? I don't understand. We can't get that list.
Is Kevin White? Tom, please.
I don't understand.
So Kevin White's out there.
He's working on the list.
Right.
I mean, you got
to
go off, you got to wheel it all off, you got to look at all the catch bases, you got to make sure the infrastructure is good, then you write it, it takes a while to get a list, but he's
that's
got to go November, December.
The
all right, let's move the question. You got a motion and a second?
Right. All right, we'll move it. So all in favor for 9.3?
The motion is
the table.
Oh, the motion to the table.
Motion to table.
Okay, so we're going to do a motion to table by Sarah, second by Anita, to table this for whenever. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll do a roll call. So, Barbara's not
here. Does a motion to table just like...
Anita?
I motion to table.
Yeah, it was two in favor of the motion to table.
Well, we don't know the...
Okay. Sarah's yes, right?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Brian Capola, the table?
I wish I had the table. No.
No. Okay. Gino?
No.
Ronnie?
No.
Charlie?
No.
Kevin?
No.
Okay. So that fails. Can I have a motion now? Can I get a motion to approve the appropriation of borrowing the authorized costs connection with the milling paving improvements to city roads designated as 2022 road improvement program.
So
Ron, do I have a second?
Second.
Charlie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, no? No? I didn't hear anything?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain?
Abstain.
Two abstains?
Yep.
Okay.
Not ready yet.
Thank you.
Yep.
Citizens are.
And just to be clear, I am in favor of having roads.
Doesn't sound like it. Okay.
No. It's just not complete.
Okay.
I would like it to be complete.
You understand.
I understand. Okay. So 9.7.
Tell me what you understand.
Road bond resolution established the particulars of a referendum vote to authorize the preparation and distribution of explanatory taxes in connection with such referendum vote for the 2022 road improvement program. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sands.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to abstain for the same reason.
Two.
Okay, two abstain. All right. Passes. Citizens are going to be happy when we have good roads coming up. Hopefully they pass it. And then we got 9.8. We got one more. New Beginning Church of God, Derby, Connecticut.
They make a motion.
It's almost as fast as Ronnie's is going to be to a jerk.
I was going to say, be mindful of the time. We're almost at the
Mayor, I'm going to move to allow New Beginnings Church of God to host a back-to-school kickoff event Saturday, August 27,
from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Derby Green.
Okay.
I second.
Second. It's Anita. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Ron?
Motion to adjourn at 8:16 p.m.
We have a second?
Second.
Thank you. So we got this and this for the other one. You guys want to keep yours?
You are the last party in the conference.
Well, one thing I didn't...